Did you miss some Carmen and Yurko?
You don't have to miss anything.
Podcasts are ready on the ESPN Chicago app.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
To Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. I'm Chris Black along with Adam Abdallah. We're on till 2 and we'll talk with Waddle and Sylvie for Crosstalk. You can watch the show on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. We're in for Carmen and Yurko today. Did you see this list on ESPN.com? The Hall of Fame, the top 10 hype hits ESPN presents. So you see it and you say, what's a hype hit? So this is from ESPN.com. It says 25 years ago, ESPN released in its first series of popular compilation albums. Do you remember those? Like back in the day when ESPN
jock
went
jam.
Out.
Jock well, it wasn't jams, Jock Jams, but yes.
Jock Rock, like Rock and Jock, right? Wasn't that one? Rock Jocks or Jock Rocks or something like that?
Yes, Rock and Jock, yes. Yeah, okay. Yes.
And that was also a show on MTV.
It was,
too.
Yes.
So ESPN had these compilation albums. So this is what it says on ESPN.com. ESPN released its first series of popular compilation albums featuring songs that were played at sporting events across the world. To celebrate the anniversary 25 years ago, the list has been updated for 2020 using a combination of streaming data, Billboard Hot 100 chart performances, and voting by an ESPN panel. So you start the thing, you say, okay, if they updated these compilation albums for today, Abdallah, you know, like right now, what will we get in the stadiums? We're not going to have fans. They're going to have to play music.
Yeah.
But eventually one day when the fans come back to the ballparks and back to the arenas, you're going to remember hearing those songs hit and being like, yeah, this is a good. Like, we've all been in the stadium. And when that good song comes on, you kind of look at your buddy, you look at your wife, you look at your friend, you say, oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Like, I'm sure people right now driving in your car, you can think of songs that you hear in stadiums and you immediately get excited because of the music.
Yes.
Like, there are songs that definitely get you hyped.
Well, everybody knows the one stadium song I always go to, and to me, if you look at the history of this song, it's crazy that a song by Jack White is the most popular song in the world.
Yeah.
It is literally the most popular song in the world because everybody knows the dun, 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 and every team does it in every sport, and it is Seven Nation Army, and everybody knows that is, but it's crazy to me that Jack White wrote the most popular song in the world because of sports.
Yeah, that is also the song, the moment I hear it every single time I think of the Miami Heat, LeBron James, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade winning championships. That and the Phil Collins in the air tonight, I think of the Miami Heat, right? Like those two songs. Okay, so ESPN has this list up on their website.
Yeah.
Should we go through the list?
Yes.
Would you like to go through the list? You have social commentary on these?
I have social commentary, yeah. And my mentions are already on fire, okay. And I just don't do this to me today.
Okay, number 10 on the list. Cardi B. Kodak Yellow.
Okay,
this is too slow for a rock jam in a stadium.
So are these the songs that we're gonna hear? Like, is this a prediction, or are these like songs from the last few years that
do I need to read
now,
the description?
Yeah, read it again for me again. Read it for me again.
25 years ago, ESPN released the first series of popular compilation albums featuring songs played at sporting events across the world. To celebrate the anniversary, the list has been updated for 2020 using a combination of streaming data, Billboard Hot 100 chart performance, and voting by an ESPN panel. You get Cardi B.
So it's an algorithm and a panel.
Yeah.
Do we have names? Do I know who to be mad at? Is this like when Stephen A. asked Kyler Murray that said, hey, who are you mad at when you get a bad Madden score? Who should I be mad at? Because I love this. This is a good song.
From 2017, let's see. It does not tell you who voted for that.
I don't think that this one.
It doesn't get me hyped.
It doesn't get the people
arena.
It doesn't get the people
no,
going.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't get the people going.
Okay, how about number 9? I think number 9 works on many levels. Most notably, when you hear this hit, we will all think of the same player. There's one player when this hits. Tyler, we will go around the room afterwards. I think we will all agree.
We all know who it is.
312-332-3776. Let us know who you think of when you hear this music. It's going to be one specific player. It's Enter Sandman from Metallica. Should we say it all at once? Should we do like one, two, three, who the player is? Should we try and all say it together?
We all know who it is.
Well, who's the player?
Go ahead, ready?
One. Are we going on three or after three do we go?
One, two, three, shoot.
Okay. One, two, three, shoot.
Lars Ulrich.
No. Mariano Rivera.
Oh, okay. He's a drummer. Sorry, okay. My fault.
Yeah. Okay, so that was number nine on the list. Number eight. Why men great
till they gotta be great? I'm not getting hyped to this song.
This is kind of hype.
I'm not hyping it.
Truth Hurts from Lizzo.
I'm not. This isn't a song where I'm like, yeah, my team's gonna score a bunch of whatever they score at the given.
This is a hype song.
No, it's not. Okay,
I think it is.
This comes on at Soldier Field. You're like.
I think it's a hype song, and I love that Tyler is now screening phone calls with people trying to tell him that it's Mariano Rivera.
Yeah,
with
we
Enter
know
Sandman.
It's Mariano Rivera. Tyler, you want to pull back the curtain when we do this because we're on a delay? I just answer the phone and I go, ESPN 1000, where we know it's Mariano Rivera. And then people usually just say, oh, yeah, okay, thanks, got it.
You don't get hyped when you hear this song?
It's a good song, but I don't like, I'm not sitting at Bears games being like, yeah, offense has got the ball. Bum, bum, be dum. No, it's not. It's no. Sorry.
Number seven on the list.
Yeah, I mentioned this one. This is the one I mentioned. This is Seven Nation Army. Yeah.
You immediately think of the Miami Heat.
Any soccer game.
Yes.
Yeah, this song, because everybody knows it, you get a full stadium chanting this. This is great. This is what I'm talking about.
Okay, number six. I don't think after we hear it here, I don't need to hear this song ever again in my life.
I don't think I've ever become best. You know that moment in Step Brothers when the gif of do we just become best friends?
Yeah, yeah.
I think Tyler and I became best friends when someone played this, and I think he was putting it in the system, and I go, I
never
hate. Hate. Yeah. And then this is why I told you my mentions are going to be a dumpster fire after and I don't care. I hate
right.
Eminem.
All right.
I hate Eminem.
Number six, Mom's Spaghetti or whatever.
Yeah. Everybody's choking now. The clock's
run out. Time's up. Over. Do we need more? Do you want more?
No.
Does anyone want more?
No. Stop it.
Anyone?
Stop it.
Okay, can I just...
I get it. You can rap fast. I get it.
It was a good movie. I'll give him credit for that.
Everybody's choking. Yeah, as far as movies about rap, yes. Good movie.
I always feel like this is the most stereotypical song a stadium will play when they're playing the hype video before the actual hype video.
Ugh.
See what I'm saying? Like the extra video you get, they say, oh, let's play Lose Yourself. Number five on the list, Kendrick. My left stroke
just went. Now this song gets the people going.
Oh, I remember being at Soldier Field and like before, remember the Packers game last year, the opener? Like, that place was moving.
Yes.
And I remember.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
This works.
Sit down. And they had that great commercial. They made the commercial with this, with the kid who's like says something about their left stroke. Yeah. Love it. Love it.
Kendrick Lamar.
Love
Humble.
Kendrick. Kendrick's got a few songs where you're like, okay.
Yeah.
That'll get it going.
Number four on the list. A little old school. Still works.
Still works.
Queen, yeah. We Will Rock You. Still gets it done.
Still, listen, Queen's got some good songs. Queen will get... I don't know if I'm telling... Okay, spoiler alert. Queen, good band. Good band.
Yes.
Good band.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
Sources say.
They made a lot of good arena rock.
First report. On ESPN.
You should probably watch that movie.
All right, number three. So we're talking about... it's the top 10 sports songs that gets a stadium hyped. It's a list put together by ESPN because They are celebrating 25 years of compilation albums from back in the 90s. Remember all those Jock Jam type albums? Here's number three on the list. Beyoncé, Run the World.
Mm-hmm.
Are you taking on the Hive? Is that what's going to happen here?
Look, I love Beyoncé. I love the Bayhive. I love Beyoncé. I love all of it. If you're playing, given the right, obviously you're not going to like play this at a Bears game, but if you're playing this before a Chicago Red Stars game, yeah, get the crowd going. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
I would still put Queen above Beyoncé.
Okay.
I would even throw a little Kendrick up there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Number two, love this song. Like, this works in an arena.
This works in an arena because I've been to Bears games with you, and you can always tell which girls are drunk when this song comes on. Because you're like, oh, okay, you've had too much. Because they're up, and they're the ones that, like, they're up, they get up, and they're trying to be on camera by dancing, and the guys that they're with are like, stop, please, just stop.
It's Pitbull with Kesha.
Of course.
This also reminds me of whenever the Golden State Warriors win, they play this song. So, like, during their championship run, you'd see Steph Curry on the court being interviewed on ABC, and in the background, you'd hear this song
also,
every single time.
You can't have the playoffs without Pitbull.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's just a given.
No, absolutely.
I'm not trying to tell Pitbull how to do his job. That's not what I'm here for.
Is that what you're saying?
Playoffs.
But Pitbull, sports are back next week, and maybe you should release an anthem.
Well, I mean, ABC had an anthem from Pitbull.
We'll make another one.
Playoffs.
Sports. Sports. Sports.
Back.
Sports.
Sports.
Back. Sports. 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 Masks.
You remember this
baseball.
When this was the intro for ABC's
It was
playoffs?
Awesome. It should still be. It should still be the intro.
Listen to the rap.
The bigger the heart, the harder they ball. Cross over, pull up. Switch the J off. All of you slam dunk. Playoffs.
He's just saying sports words. Home runs, double plays. Like, he's just saying sports things. Just change it and release one for each sport.
Oh my god, so great.
I love it. It's so good. It's so good.
Welcome to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Playoffs.
What did he say there? Crossover, pull up, slam dunk, playoffs?
Yeah, the harder you jam, the harder they fall or something like that. I don't know.
How about this? Are you ready for the playoffs? Playoffs, playoffs?
If you're ready for the playoffs, say yeah.
I'm going to read you the lyrics.
Okay, number one on the list, but we have to button this back up. Number one on the list. Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Hard pass. It's not, you know, who plays this in an arena? Nobody plays this in an arena. What, you're done? Don't Stop Believing? Your team's down 30? No one plays this in an arena.
Yeah.
I get it. It was the White Sox anthem. People like it when your team's down and out or whatever. But name me, when have you been in an arena and this has been on?
Yeah, this is more of it's 1:30 a.m. The lights are starting to come on in the bar. Don't Stop Believing's on. You better call an Uber. Get home. So that's the list. The hype songs for an arena from ESPN. The updated version of it from ESPN.com.
So I have a few songs.
Yeah? Oh, you do? Oh.
I have a few songs.
Do you want to tell me about them next?
Well, yes, I do. And I'm also going to find the lyrics to this Pitbull song.
Okay.
Because it's not the actual Timber lyrics.
Which one? The playoffs one? Of course it's not.
It's
no.
They're different lyrics.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
It was made for the Wait.
I know.
Hold on.
No, I'm letting people know.
No, it was made. Are you serious? You just figured this out?
No. I knew
that
this.
He doesn't say crossover, pull-up, slam dunk playoffs
in the regular
normal song?
No, I'm just letting the people. I'm informing the people. Yeah. I know. You
I
know.
I said
Tyler
that.
Knows. Did
Tyler,
you?
Tyler, didn't I say that? This was made for the NBA playoffs on ABC?
Well, are they talking about that one, or are they talking just Timber on the list?
No, they're talking about the real song from the list.
But the playoff song is better.
Well, yes.
Okay.
You remember how hyped you would get when you would see this? playoff. And there'd be the picture of Joakim Noah, like, diving for a ball on the baseline.
Absolutely.
We'll be back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. See what Carmen and Yurko are talking about on Twitch.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
I'm seeing a lot of good responses at Chris Bleck, at Adam A. Abdallah on Twitter. Also in the Twitch chat, ESPN 1000 Chicago. Chris Bleck, Adam Abdallah, singing in for Carmen and Yurko today. We are talking about hype music in stadiums. ESPN has a list. They've basically updated their own compilation set, suggesting these are the tracks that you would see if you went to buy a Jock Jams type album today in 2020. So we're going through the list, seeing some good recommendations, some songs that should be on the list, like Blur's Song 2. Remember that? I mean, that's a stadium jam.
Yeah, it is. I think that some of these are also specific. Like, when I think of stadium songs, they seem, a lot of them are very specific. Like, we heard Enter Sandman, but whenever you hear that in a stadium, you automatically think of Mariano Rivera.
Right.
Of course. People are suggesting Soulja Boy for Devin Hester.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Yeah, I'm with
Superman.
You.
Yeah, I mean, that's a, yeah. I mean,
although, I will say, you remove Hester from the equation, not much of a jam, like a hype jam. Soulja Boy? Like, you hear that song played, you're like, yeah, I'm hyped. No, you're only hyped because it hits a cue in your head where you're like,
I'm gonna call Waddle and Mellor. I'm out.
What do you mean?
You don't like Soulja Boy?
No. I'm saying it's not on the same level.
Okay,
like, Enter Sandman works alone. Like,
fine.
You remove Mariano Rivera from the equation, Enter Sandman still works.
Oh, that's a jam.
See what I'm saying? So, like, that's my point.
The other one I'm seeing is Dreams and Nightmares.
Okay.
Meek Mill.
That
now,
works.
Specifically, that was used by the Eagles when they won their Super Bowl. Still a great song. That song will get you ready to fight.
Well, listen, it's a lot of these songs on the list are kind of team-specific, right? Don't Stop Believing, the Chicago White Sox. Timber from Pitbull, the Golden State Warriors. Enter Sandman, the Yankees. Mariano Rivera, right? There are a lot of these songs, Seven Nation Army, even though everyone in the world kind of uses it now, I think of the Miami Heat. You know, like,
everybody in the world uses this song.
Yeah, but
everybody, because you don't even need the song. People just go,
you're right. You kind of can do that. You're right.
And then We Ready. Mike Moe on Twitter suggests We Ready. That's when they play at Bears games, when they're receiving the kickoff.
Did you know it's not just Bears games?
No, I know it's every game. I know it's
every
stadium.
NFL stadium.
I know it's every NFL stadium. Yes, I do. Because I didn't think it was, and then I went to a Colts game, and I was like, oh, wait a minute.
And then you realize that every little element is something that's also played in every other stadium.
Of course. Ooh, Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, that works.
A good one. So
I see a Bon Jovi option there.
This one is specific to college football fans. If you ever follow the Louisiana Tigers of LSU, Neck, also Talking Out the Side of Your Neck by Cameo, you should just Google that one.
Picture Coach O jamming to that.
And then you and I, when we went to Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. This was a surprise hit.
All of a sudden, during the timeout in the third quarter, 100,000 strong, rocking the blank out to Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, that was surprising. I think the other thing with that is also, if you look at, first of all, everyone knew every word of Mr. Brightside, which I thought we knew. I didn't know the younger generation that was like...
Did not know.
Their jam. That was surprising to me.
Absolutely.
But what about Wisconsin? Jump Around?
Yeah, Jump Around's a great one. Sean on Twitter says Power by Kanye West. That's a good one. Joker and the Thief by Wolfmother, says Mike on Twitter. My list starts and ends with Crime Mob's Knuck If You Buck.
Were you listening to Gold Jr. earlier this week?
No.
Gojo did like an entire thing on that.
Really?
Yeah, because Elle Duncan was on the show, and she talked about how they played that song before the salad was served at her wedding, and and all blank lost control.
Oh, that reminds me. I played this at my wedding.
And Golic Jr. thought it was the best thing story he's ever heard.
I played this at my wedding. That reminds me. Public service announcement.
Yes,
Jay-Z.
Yeah, you're right.
I went to our DJ. We had, because when you get married, if you haven't gotten married, you have a conference with the DJs. And I said, they're like, what are your must plays? What are your must plays? If you get it.
Yeah.
What are your must plays? And one of them was Juicy by Notorious B.I.G. because that's how I met my wife. And long story. And then the other one was PSA by JC. She's like, really? And I go, yeah, I'm gonna get nuts because that you're gonna play that right at the perfect time when I'm the perfect mix of drunk and also still wanting to dance. And it was perfect. It was great.
Listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Let's go to Tom in Michigan. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Tom?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're good, man.
Hey, I'm a huge Bears fan, but I live down here in Detroit Lions land. But the thing of it is, you guys were talking about theme songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, if you've ever been to a Detroit Lions home game and those drums start pounding for that Queen song, the place goes crazy. You don't even have to hear a lyric. Just those drums. Boom, boom. It gets crazy up there, believe me.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I've never been. Thank you for the call, Tom. We appreciate it.
Well, yeah, because everybody can participate. When you have a song that everyone can participate in...
That's a good call.
Like, the cool thing about Soulja Boy was when Hester would go back for a kick, the entire stadium would just go, you!
And then we'd all do that.
And everybody
everyone would
do that,
the
yeah.
Dance.
Yeah, and everybody from out of town would be like, all the other fans would be like, what is going on? Like,
on
you're about to get seven on you is what's about to happen. That's what's about to happen. And it did happen. Annie Up's a good one, too. Edgar tweets us, Annie Up by MOP is a good one.
I don't know if this one's been said. Remember the name.
Remember the name? Okay, that
Fort
works.
Fort Minor.
That works.
Fort Minor.
Yeah,
is that the one with the bad math where it's like where it's 10% luck, 10% skill, 80% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, and you're like, we're over 100%.
We're
over 100%.
No, but guess what? You're over 100%, but you're hyped.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so it doesn't
matter. You've never gone through a layup line if you have not heard that song.
That was when we used to have Bulls games on this station, that was the intro song.
Yeah.
That was the, like, it's time for Bulls basketball.
And then here comes Cash.
They made a special one for the Bulls, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yeah, it was for that. We had the Bulls on our air, and it's time for Bulls basketball, and then they'd play the bad math song.
And then Cash would be there.
And then Cash would be like, welcome in to Bulls basketball.
Shout out to Steve Cashel. I miss Cash.
Oh, I think it's J.R. Warren or Junior Warren said him and his wife walked out to PSA by Jay-Z. We walked out to a Young Jeezy song.
There you go.
It was a very rap-filled wedding. Our parents were not happy.
I think the song we walked out to was Ja Rule. I think that's what we walked out to.
You guys walked out to Ja Rule?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I don't remember. I was super drunk.
Yeah, so was I. I think it was Ja Rule. I think it was. All right, so the list is on ESPN.com. It's funny to talk about.
I think that there's...
Good submissions by the fans here.
There's some... I mean, listen, All I Do Is Win's a good one, but you can only play that at the end of games.
There's... So this week, Abdallah, I know that it was sent out. You got the email here at the station that...
You just got real somber. What happened?
Well, this is an important topic.
Are we about to get to a very special episode? What's going on?
It's to sell...
Your tone... I hope this isn't as serious as you're making, because all of a sudden you just flipped to like, Adam, earlier this week we received an email.
It's called acting. It was to sell a bit because we have the ESPN 1000 snitch outline.
You were way too serious.
Yeah, I know, but I was really going to sell it. It was going to be a good sell.
Did you go to theater school? Come on.
No, I dabbled in theater in high school. First high school in Illinois to do Les Mis. But I thought that, listen,
what
with
kind
a lot
of a humble brag is that?
Yeah, just saying, we did it first.
Liverpool High School, what up?
Yeah, in Vernon Hills. It was a joint venture, a collab, if you will. There's a lot of stuff going on where you could have been like, earlier this week we got an email as I try to transition it to something serious. We'll talk about that coming up next, but then, you're going to do a bit.
Let me try again. So earlier this week, you received an email, yes? We take safety protocols here at ESPN 1000 very seriously, and we set up the ESPN 1000 snitch hotline in regards to COVID-19 and if someone needs to be snitched on for not following the protocols. We hear the complaints next.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko.
See, I got through.
On ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. It's Carmen and Yurko. Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Adam Abdallah singing for Carmen and Yurko today here on ESPN 1000. Did you see the story that Dwight Howard was talked to by the NBA because someone snitched on him within the campus bubble down in Orlando because he was walking around the campus without his mask? Now, you could kind of say, and Dwight Howard's the one that said he was told someone called the snitch hotline and said that he was doing this. He didn't argue with it, but you could also just see that he was doing this because he was Instagram live video recording himself everywhere he went within the NBA bubble without a mask. So, like, all you had to do is, if you follow Dwight Howard on Instagram, you'd see that he's breaking protocol within the league bubble.
Well, I've seen a lot of players, because if you follow that NBA bubble account on Twitter, I've seen a few people that are out and about without their mask on.
Smashing beers, is that a part of protocol?
No, I think once you're in your position, once you're in your where you're going to be, like if you go to an outdoor restaurant and you sit at your table, you can take your mask off, right? Like I feel like once you're there at your location, you can take your mask off and slam a beer, right?
Because like that's the thing in the bubble is everyone is shotgunning beers to try and one-up each other. And then there's baby beers and adult beers and
well,
the whole thing.
I mean, listen, if you're an NBA player, smash a tall boy. You're a tall boy, smash a tall boy.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
I'm not a tall boy.
Well, no, but you could still
I'll smash it. A tall boy.
So
when I get home today.
So if you haven't been aware of this, within the NBA bubble, they have a tip hotline, a snitch hotline, to then be able to say someone's not following the safety protocols that the NBA has set up in place to make sure everyone's safe to get this restart, to get the playoffs played and everything going with the Orlando bubble down in Orlando, Florida at Walt Disney World. Earlier this week, I thought, you know, because we're all coming into work, we have been this entire time throughout the pandemic here at ESPN 1000. We've been coming into the studio. We have cleaning supplies everywhere. Mm-hmm. We have a full, you know, drawer of cleaning supplies. We have paper towels that we can spray, create our own.
I got a mask in my pocket.
Wet wipes. And then we have, like, hand sanitizer everywhere. There's signs in the hallway. There are signs in the bathroom. There are signs everywhere within our studios reminding us of the safety protocols put into place to stay safe throughout the pandemic. So I took it upon myself to email the entire staff earlier this week because I thought that, you know what? Maybe the NBA had a great idea. Maybe a tip line, a snitch line, is something that's necessary.
So you created the snitch line.
Keep us safe. Because that's the key.
Good to know.
The key here is to try and keep us all safe so we can continue to do these shows, this great programming that we put on here at ESPN 1000.
So you created the snitch line.
Yes.
So,
I sent the email out,
if people get snitched on,
yeah,
they go to you.
Well, yeah, I have access to the messages that come up on the hotline.
Who made you the watchman?
No one did. I just thought that someone needed to come up with it. Someone needed to do it.
Okay.
I just took the initiative.
Good job.
You could do it if you want. You want to take it over?
Oh, enough people already don't like me. I don't need that.
Okay, well, we'll see how this goes today, then. So the ESPN 1000 snitch hotline. So, you know, throughout the week, we have had various calls to the hotline. We've played them back for you here on ESPN 1000. If we go back in time, 2 days ago, we got this call.
Hi, ESPN 1000 snitch line. I don't want to say my name because it's pretty obvious who I am. I work pretty closely with somebody in the office who I think is stealing. He walks around usually in the mornings, and I can hear him saying, "Take that and take that." I just think there should be an investigation. I really don't.
Well, my name isn't Sparkle.
I gotta go. He's coming.
Well, So that was one of the first calls on the ESPN 1000 snitch hotline. Interesting, right? We also have this message from the other day.
Hi, I'd like to report a violation. I'm not going to give my name. I'd like to remain anonymous, but I was following around this guy about medium height, completely bald, wearing a bright orange mask, bright blue clothing, decked out in neon. He's got a tattoo. It says Live Life Alan. So maybe his name is Alan. Let's go with Alan. I followed him into a Whole Foods, and he picked up 72 avocados. I counted 72 avocados. He picked up, put them up to his nose, smelled them, put them up to his ear, shook them a little bit to see if he could hear something, and set them all back down. He bought one avocado. There are now 71 contaminated avocados at the Whole Foods by me. I hope someone comes out and takes a look at this and arrests this man for his violation of the bubble. Thank you once again. No name, for fear of my family and my loved one. Thank
well,
you.
So that call, you know, I don't think this is something to be arrested for. I'm just trying to figure out if we could stay safe within our bubble here at ESPN 1000.
I don't think that anybody, especially that guy that called. I think that especially that guy. I think that, you know, the guy in question, the man in question, Alan in question, has said multiple times that he's at home. This can't be about him.
Right.
Well, that last call wasn't about something that happened here.
Right. Yeah, well.
It's public safety is what it is. Huh. Public safety.
Well, you know, we had another message yesterday.
Yeah, hi. I am calling in. I'm a worker here at ESPN, and I've got an issue with a teammate. I'm back in my office usually doing my work in the morning, and he keeps coming back at odd times and telling me these weird stories. Like yesterday, he comes back and starts telling me about how Sheryl Crow hit on him at one time. Like, I don't know what's going on. And comes back and next, like 20 minutes later, and says, has he ever told me some story about Kevin Garnett? I don't know what's going on. And then, like, you know, I'm trying to get work done, and he comes back and starts pepping me about a story about Dirk Nowitzki when he was, I don't know, it's just really strange. He's doing a lot of weird things with telling stories, and it's precluding me from getting my work done. So I just wanted to let you know what's going on, and maybe we can get him to stop coming back and bugging me. Okay, thank you.
So there's a call to the ESPN 1000 snitch hotline. Again, I don't know if that's really breaking the safety protocol set in place in regards of COVID-19, but maybe that's more of an HR complaint that individual should send to the tip line.
What's interesting to me is those three anonymous callers have not named names, but we kind of know who it is. And in relation to Dwight Howard, like, someone called me like, Dwight's not wearing a mask.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I don't know. I'm just listening to the messages.
Yeah, no. I'm saying
I don't know who they're really talking about here. Okay, yeah. I mean, we got a couple more. Here's another one.
Okay, I was reluctant to do this because I don't want to be a snitch, but I thought it was appropriate. I'm not going to lie. I saw a guy in his late 50s. We'll just describe him as follically challenged, with his shirt off. Basically admiring himself in the mirror, checking out some sort of tattoos or new tattoos he had. And I just thought that violated both the OSHA rules, the HIPAA rules, and all the rules of common sense and common decency. So I don't want to see another naked guy, half naked guy in the men's room during the COVID outbreak. So I just thought I would do that. Sylvie out.
And don't put names on it. We got another one.
Yeah, ESPN 1000 snitch hotline, I'd like to lodge complaint. I know we're trying to be clean, we're trying to disinfect, we're trying to avoid the spread of germs due to the coronavirus, but one of my coworkers always puts his feet up. I know the dude buys a new pair of shoes every single day to match his sleeveless hoodies, which is another complaint I have. Since when is a sleeveless shirt acceptable at work? I know this person wants to show off his new tats and his guns, but come on! Which leads me to another complaint. Why do you ask coworkers to feel your muscles? Many of us exercise here. I don't go around asking people to touch me. Oh, and that reminds me of another complaint.
And they keep going on and on. Yeah.
What the? Hey, a snitch line. I got this bald guy in a Trubisky jersey who keeps telling me that he's a bush inspector for Skokie. And he keeps checking out my bushes and my trees and everything. I need some help over here. I'm not even in Skokie. And then he's got a big thing that he's cutting my bushes, and he keeps yelling at the bushes to take that. I got to go and check this guy out.
So the tip hotline, the ESPN 1000 snitch hotline. You know what? Actually, Adam.
I feel like...
Black and Abdallah in for Carmen and Yurko today.
I feel like the guy who that last anonymous one was talking about, who's walking around as the bush inspector, is probably the same guy that walks around the beach with the female body inspector shirt on that says FBI, but it says female body inspector. Same
right,
guy.
Right.
Same guy.
Well, I mean, listen, there's a lot of messages here. When we started the show, there were no new messages.
Yeah.
As we've been doing this segment.
We have a new message?
One popped up. We have a new message for today.
The little red light was blinking?
It just went off. The little red light just went off here in the studio.
Uh-oh.
We have a new message. It was fresh, just recorded to the ESPN 1000 snitch hotline. Here's the new message for today.
Hey, tell your friend, guess what, pal? What? The blue and orange is back.
What?
Tell him his hating attitude will never, ever be tolerated in our offices again.
What?
Take that, Abdallah. Take that, everybody who doubted the great Chicago Bears and Ryan Pace. Yeah.
Well, so Cap is now leaving Ryan Pace.
Was that a violation?
Pro
I'm
Ryan
sorry.
Pace.
I'm
voicemails
sorry.
On the tip line. Coming at Abdallah.
Is he worried?
What?
Is he worried that my opinions based on fact and numbers will infect others?
Is that real?
Is he worried about that?
Take another listen. This just popped in.
Because.
Hey, tell your friend.
What?
Guess what, pal?
Wow, name calling.
Blue and orange is back. Tell him. His hating attitude will never, ever be tolerated in our offices again. Take that, Abdallah.
Oh, no.
Take that, everybody.
Oh, no.
The great Chicago Bears.
Oh,
and
no.
Ryan Pace. Yeah.
Did he make this call before or after he refused to bet with me that Trubisky would be the starter?
No.
Did he? Because I feel like as the months have gone on, Chris, as the months have gone on, the games go on last season, more and more Trubisky truthers were quote unquote infected with the truth from us. And I think Cap is worried that others will see the light. I think that's what he's worried about.
Are you suggesting that all of those other messages to the ESPN 1000 snitch hotline were all about Cap?
Suggesting.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
If you miss something, the podcast is out there. The all-new ESPN Chicago app is here. Get it now. Get it in the App Store and Google Play.
In for Carmen and Yurko today here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. That wasn't actually recorded for this bit.
Oh, no.
The ESPN 1000 snitch hotline.
Are you exposing something?
No, I mean, it's just a funny voicemail that was left on my phone previously.
How long ago?
In the past. 2018.
Wait, what?
If I give you the date, try and guess what took place that day.
2018.
Here, we could barely hear it last time. Here, here.
Hey, tell your friend, guess what, pal? The blue and orange is back. Tell him his hating attitude will never, ever
so
be
great.
Tolerated in our offices again. Take that, Abdallah.
Take that.
Take that, everybody who doubted the great Chicago Bears and Ryan Pace. Yeah!
Yeah!
Okay.
I'll give you the specific date. It was from September 1st, 2018.
September 1st, 2018. Oh! Is that the Khalil Mack trade?
That's the day that Khalil Mack was traded to the Chicago Bears.
And then what?
What do you mean, and then what?
And then what? They lost in the play. They lost a playoff game.
Well, no, but this was from that day. That's how fired up Cap was.
That'd be like me calling
and
him
you are
after
the hater.
After they traded for Nick Foles and being like, see, they don't like your guy.
Isn't that great?
Take that.
Isn't that fantastic?
That, Cap, take that.
Did you see the story? College football. Wisconsin was going to add a renovation to Camp Randall Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They are now putting that on hold. Obviously, they are saying it's not all due to budget restraints within this next year. But another college football thing to kind of keep your eyes on, as a college football program, a major college football program, Wisconsin, in the Big Ten, projecting out that the funds that will not necessarily be there to do things like this, like adding on to their stadium, Camp Randall, in one of the end zones, they're going to redo an entire end. Here's the picture. It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Nice
picture.
Then Illinois released yesterday that they're going to have fans at Memorial Stadium for this football season. 20% capacity. Fans have to wear masks. No tailgating at Illinois football games in the fall.
Okay.
Do you think that will actually happen?
I think the colleges will look to do whatever they can to make up the money of lost tickets, because we've talked about it before. You know, a school like Wisconsin, who can have 100-some-odd thousand in their stadium, you know, the Big House in Michigan and, you know, at Ohio State and these big schools, Alabama can hold 102,000 people. That's a lot of money, because those tickets are not cheap. Even for students, those tickets are not cheap. And so that is a lot of money. And so if you're going to pause renovation to a stadium because, you know, you're taking from one fund to pay for something else and you're just kind of waiting, you know, for that money to come in, there's really no rush if you don't plan on having fans at the stadium, right? You can wait for that money to come in from next season tickets and from people buying tickets for the next year, and then you can use that money to renovate the stadium. I think that if schools allow it, I think that, you know, you saw it in, I think the Patriots announced that they plan on having fans as well, and they'll do it in clusters of 10 and they'll spread everybody out. People are going to do it. Of course they are. I mean, look at the rooftops at Wrigley. They sold tickets already. So you're going to have whatever teams can, revenue they can generate, they're going to do it. Do I think it's a good idea? Personally, I would not go. That's me. But if you feel like it's safe and you want to go, I'm not going to stop you from going. I'm not going to say you shouldn't go. This is all incumbent upon us actually having a season, too.
One other college football note that I wanted to bring up. Blek and Abdallah in for Carmen and Yurko today here on ESPN 1000. Did you see the article from ESPN.com about the college football coaches who have not taken pay cuts throughout the pandemic? Many coaches around sports have taken pay cuts. You know, a lot of people just in whatever walk of life they're in, they've taken pay cuts to kind of either help the business that they are a part of or the business that they own survive throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Here are the coaches that have taken pay cuts. Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma, some notable schools, some notable coaches who have taken pay cuts from their high-priced salaries. Here's the list of coaches that have not taken pay cuts since the pandemic has started in early March. Dabo Swinney, Clemson. Nick Saban, Alabama. Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M. Kirby Smart, Georgia. Gus Malzahn at Auburn. Tom Herman at Texas. Jeff Brohm at Purdue. Dan Mullen at Florida. Some big-name coaches.
Mm-hmm. Also, John Calipari.
Yeah, so those are college basketball. There are some. It's also broken down in college basketball coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches from college basketball who have not taken the pay cuts. You got Calipari, Cronin, Barnes, Beard, and Roy Williams from North Carolina, Texas Tech, Tennessee, UCLA, and Kentucky. So it's interesting because college athletics is entering a spot where if you had to put a percentage, I know you guys do this on Waddle and Sylvie, and we can talk to Waddle and Sylvie coming up in a couple minutes about this. You know, the parameter on where you are with the different leagues, right? And the chances of them actually completing their seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I think as of right now, I might be the lowest on college football because I just find it hard to figure out the logistical side of 130, 150 different players from one side coming together clean, getting to a spot, tested and everything, each and every week to complete a college football season.
I think that college football is going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know if they delay it until like October.
Well,
I don't know
if it's just like now.
We
right?
get like, just like 40 schools or 50 schools that come together and figure out a season because certain schools can't play or can't play. About the coaches taking pay cuts too. Like, I'm not going to volunteer to take a pay cut. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not if no one, if the school didn't come to Nick Saban or to John Calipari or to Dabo Sweeney and say, hey, we need you to take a pay cut, why? It's not on them to say,
it's not,
take some of my money.
But, Abdallah, the counter to that is Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney are the highest paid public officials
I understand that.
In the entire state.
I understand that. But it's not on them to go to the state and say, then take my money. It's not on them.
So you're assuming that none of these schools even asked the highest paid person at the school to even...
It doesn't say whether or not they did.
Take back anything?
I highly doubt that the amount of money and the amount that Nick Saban gives back to that community with his various charitable endeavors and the same with John Calipari and what he's done and setting up funds for everything else, that if the school went to him and said, we need you to take a few $1 million pay cut, that they would say no.
Well, and you know...
That was different.
And the reason why we bring up Wisconsin not... going ahead with the renovations on Camp Randall and why Illinois is only going to have 20% capacity at football games because the money's going to matter. So even though I'm down on the logistics of them actually safely getting back to college football, they're going to need the money. Therefore, they're going to play college football.
Oh, and as we'll talk to Waddle here in a minute, they're playing ball.
Yeah.
They're playing ball.
Tom Waddle and Jeff Meller come up and talk with us in 2 minutes right here on ESPN 1000.
Listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.